On Shabbos we read the halacha of tumas oil. The pasuk says zoisa Torah adam ki yomis ba'oil. The Gemara Masechtas Brachas offers up a homiletical interpretation. Eina Torah miskayemes elu b'misha memes atzmai aleha. You can learn Torah. You can even delve into some deep sugyas and shas and really understand it well. But for the Torah to be miskayem, to sustain Torah, to perpetuate it, there has to be mesiras nefesh for Torah. Shlomo HaMelech said in Keheles, Torah shelamadati ba'af, hi she'omdali. Torah that I learned under duress is what I remembered in my old age. There's halacha and agalas kelim kashering utensils. Keboloi kach poltoi. In the same manner the vessel absorbs, that's how it expels. The same concept applies to absorbing and acquiring Torah knowledge. If someone expends lots of energy and effort and toils to learn to acquire Torah, that Torah will not be easily forgotten. If you have Mesiras Nefesh to understand the Tosfos, then that Torah will endure. When driving up to the mountains, instead of listening to music or some political podcast, you listen to a shir. Or if you come home late from a wedding and you still get up in the morning to go to your shir, that's Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. Torah shelamadati ba'af. If you're so devoted to your shir that it becomes part of your essence, it's the focal point of your day, that Torah will be miskayim. Otherwise, it's easy come, easy go. The Gemara in Brachas brings the famous story where one day the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel and the Tan Rabbi Yeshua had a disagreement, and because of the honor of Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbanim decided to depose Rabbi Gamliel from his post. He was dismissed from being the Nasi and was replaced by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. While Rabbi Gamliel was in charge, he had a very strict policy regarding who he accepted into his yeshiva. He said, "Kol Talmud she'ein toiche kabarei." Any student whose inside is not like his outside, meaning whose outward expression of righteousness is insincere, lo yikanes lebeis medrash. He placed a security guard by the door, and they were not admitted into the beis medrash. There were only a limited amount of students who fit that description. However, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, he abolished that policy and let everyone into the beis medrash. The Gemara says, later on, Rabbi Gamliel regretted his policy. He said, "Dilma, chas v'sholem enati Torah Yisrael. Perhaps my stance prevented Torah learning in Klal Yisrael." So how do we know that a Talmud Chacham has to be toichei kabarei? The Gemara in Yuma says, we learn it from the Aron. The pasuk says, "Mibayis imechutz tzapenu." Just as the Aron was covered with gold on the outside and on the inside, so too a Talmud Chacham must be genuine, with his interior matching his exterior. But the question is, the toiche of the Aron did not match the barak. The outside didn't match the inside. The Aron had three boxes. The middle was wood, so the middle box didn't match the outside. So I once heard an unbelievable idea. The outside of a person is always gold. He portrays himself to the outside world as the perfect Jew. Talks the part, walks the part, dresses the part. But a Yid realizes that their inside is far from gold. They have plenty of flaws and shortcomings and different midos that they have to work on and rectify. However, underneath that box, in the toich toichai, in the inside of the inside, inside that wooden box, inside that flawed box, deep inside the recesses of a Jewish heart, there's another box. And that is pure gold. Rabbi Gamliel was upset because he only saw two boxes. He only saw the Metzion Bachar, the child prodigy, the Ga'onim, the geniuses of the generation. So he locked out every other student and didn't even give them a chance. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came along and he said, "You're mistaken. There's also a third box. Search deep inside the heart of every Yid and you'll find Zahavtar. Toichei Ratzav Ahava. Deep inside, they're yearning for a connection to Hashem. They also want to come closer to Yiddishkeit. They also want to shteigen Torah." He said, "Take away the Shomer HaPesach. Remove the security guard. Let them all in." The Gemara says that day they added 400 new benches to the Beis Medrash. Because the penimius of a Yid is Zahavtar. If we awaken that Pintel Yid, in that Yiddish neshama, we'll find pure gold. There's a story told that when Rav Shmuel Wozner was a young bacher, he wanted to be accepted into the prestigious Yeshivas Chachme Liblin. One time, Rav Meir Shapiro came to his town in Vienna, and he asked him, "How many dafim do you know?" He told him, "I know Masechtas Kedushin." So he told him, "You need to know 200 dafim to be accepted." The little boy wasn't so sharp, but he learned with great asmada. So he learned diligently for the next few months until he felt confident that he knew it well enough to be tested on it. So the young Bachar traveled to Lublin. After a few days, he arrives to the yeshiva, and Rav Meir Shapira wasn't there. So the manal fahered him, and he didn't pass the test. He was crushed. All those months of effort, all the travel, his life's dream, gone. So he started making arrangements to get back home. He was inquiring when the next train is running so it would take him back to his town. They told him it's getting late, stay the night and you'll go home tomorrow. Then he reminded himself that every day he has a quarter of how much he has to learn, and since it was such a hectic day, he didn't learn it yet. So he decided to go into the Beis Medrash to catch up on his learning. It's midnight, and he's the only boy in Beis Medrash. And Rav Meir Shapira, after a whole day of traveling and raising funds, also wanted to do some learning. He comes into the Beis Medrash, and he sees this young Bachar hunched over a Gemara and learning. He goes over to him. I see you made it to your Feher. Are you ready now? He tells him, Rebbe, they actually Fehered me already, and they told me I'm not accepted. So what are you doing here? I'm catching up on my quota of learning. And Rav Meir Shapira was stunned. He tells him, after such devastating news, and you still have the patience and the courage to sit down and learn? I want you as my Talmud. Toichei rotze v'ahava. Rav Meir Shapira was able to look past the veneer and find that box that was Zahav Tahir. And the rest, as they say, is history. Reb Shmuel Wozner grew up to become a gadol b'Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.